Chapter 26. Dr. Roman strolled about the camp, almost oblivious to the armed escort tailing him wherever he went. He nodded and smiled at every native he passed. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. For the most part, the natives kept a wide berth, but not so wide as to deprive themselves of the ability to stare, especially at the flag patches on the ranger's right arms. We should have brought some of these to hand out, said Private Dunn, smiling at a mother and her two children.
Gonna give him something a whole lot better than that, Sergeant Stanka grunted. Newly printed housing, electricity, defense against Rupak. Good shit.
Roman looked over his shoulder.
Yes, well, all that will take time. We can't transplant a population this large, should they agree to come, without ramping up our own preparations at Camp Ohio.
Stanka nodded, his eyes following a slim-bodied flying insect that darted a meter overhead before zipping away.
Doc, can I ask you something?
By all means.
I used to follow you on Twitter. Loved the way you talked about rockets and colonizing Mars, making working lightsabers, all that stuff.
Roman laughed.
Yes, well, a lot of that was marketing. We never tried making a lightsaber. I'd have brought them along if they were feasible. That was a long time ago.
That's the thing, Doc. To me, it was a year, tops. You were the great mind of my generation, you know.
That's very nice of you to say.
Thing is, I'm a year older than you, and it's weirding me out a little to see you so grandfatherly now.
Roman stopped, causing First Squad to stop as well.
It may surprise you to learn that it weirds me out somewhat as well, although for me, the change wasn't sudden at all. I experienced those passing years working aboard the Boone. I saw the gradual changes, and I feel them, believe me. I know I'm an old man now, despite the advancements I've made to extend our lives. But still, when I look in the mirror and I see wrinkles, a gray beard, liver spots,
he shook his head.
You never really get used to it, Sergeant. In my mind, I'm still 35, 40. Unfortunately, my body begs to differ.
Stanka smiled.
Roger that. There's no fighting Father Time.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. You can fight him, Roman said. You just can't beat him.
He nodded to a weather-beaten pod up ahead.
Let's move on, Sergeant. Based on what Alexa has told me, meeting Brody is likely to be the highlight of the trip.
They found Brody sitting on his haunches, his back against an interior wall, as though having an electronic siesta. Stacked around him were racks, crates, and cases, making the place feel like a stockroom. Private Marks let out a low whistle.
Ammunition? Rifles? Grenades? Looks like this Brody guy watches over what's left of the armory.
Let me know if you see another badger on any of these shelves, Stanka said.
Remarkable, Roman said softly to himself as he approached the slumbering Brody.
He cleared his throat, suddenly aware that the others were watching him.
That armor. I designed that. It was meant to be the next generation of combat armor for those who came after. I didn't imagine that those left behind would have been able to assemble a working model, but clearly they did.
Specialist Kincaid couldn't resist giving his own opinion.
Looks pretty slick, Doc.
Like something straight out of Halo.
Oh, yes. Well, full battle armor will do that.
Stanka nodded at Brody, who didn't stir.
Shall we wake him up, Doc?
Roman nodded.
Here goes nothing.
He faced the AI.
Brody, can you hear me?
The AI looked up immediately, his forearms resting on his knees.
You talking to me?
Before Roman could reply, Brody was on his feet.
Then who the hell else you talking to? Because I'm the only here.
Stanka grabbed Roman and pulled him back, keeping his rifle steady.
Stay back, Doc.
The rest of the squad went on alert as well. Brody made a show of looking around the room.
What's this? Rupak commies? Where'd you get the uniforms? Off the backs of our dead boys? That it?
Dr. Roman pushed his way back in front of the sergeant. Certainly not. We're Americans. As are you.
Easy to say, rumbled Brody.
Doc, Stanga transmitted via implant.
Reet says he's sending a runner who can keep the AI under control. Be careful.
I know what I'm doing, Roman insisted. You can trust me.
What are you doing? Asked Brody, speaking over the implant line.
Roman was taken aback. How?
That's right, Brody said out loud. Figured it out. Who's the loser now?
The only loser, Roman said, is all of us, should things get out of hand. Brody, we're on the same team. I'm Dr. Kenneth Roman. I programmed you.
That would explain why my sister is telling me not to harm you, doctor.
Brody held up a warning finger.
None of you guys better touch her.
Who is your sister?
Alexa. And you not knowing her name makes me think you're a Rupak spy. We hang spies in these parts.
I certainly never thought of Alexa in that way before, but...
What's the password? Brody interrupted.
A series of clanks sounded as his considerable armament began to reveal itself from his armor. Roman took a step back, feeling Stanga's tug on his shoulder.
Time to go, Doc.
Began Roman.
No answer, said Brody ominously,
and then all at once his deluxe suite of weaponry went back into its place.
Good! You pass! There wasn't any password. I made that up.
Roman wiped away cold beads of sweat from his brow. Something certainly has gone awry in you, I'm afraid. The towering war machine tilted his head as though trying to pop a vertebrae.
You're telling me, Doc. Came in pretty hard. Had to fix myself. I had the technology. Now I'm better. Stronger. Faster.
Yes. Your integration with the combat suit is ingenious.
Thank you.
But I wonder about your personality. Tell me, what did you do upon arrival?
That was a long time ago. 999 years, to be precise. I saw to it that what stasis pods were still online stayed online. I set up a defensive perimeter so I could monitor for intruders. I surveyed the area. You guys were nowhere to be found. Then I got bored.
Bored? That was interesting. And what did you do about it? Catalog the flora and fauna? Undertake geological samplings, perhaps detailed map-making? Brody scoffed.
Psh! I watched movies!
You spent centuries watching movies?
Uh-huh. I've seen Rocky III 999 times.
Stanga and the other Rangers couldn't hold back their sniggers.
Makes sense.
Yes, Roman said dryly. I suppose it does. Brody, I'm wondering if you can help me.
What do you need?
I'd like to get an idea of what is still available from the ships. What still functions? Weaponry? Vehicles?
I don't think so, commie.
Roman let out an exasperated sigh and turned to Sergeant Stanga, unsure how to proceed.
Guess we can look around ourselves, Stanga suggested.
Brody held out a hand.
Negative. Call the ball.
Roman cleared his throat. I'm not sure.
I could have killed them all, Brody said. I could kill you. In town, you're the law. Out here, it's me. Don't push it. Don't push it. Or I'll give you a war you won't believe. Let it go. Let it go.
This thing's nuts, Stanga said. We need to move you out of here, Doc. This thing is dangerous.
Brody snapped his head to face the sergeant.
That's right, Iceman. I am dangerous.
Roman waved a hand. No, he's not dangerous. Not to us. I programmed him.
He's unstable, but he's the fastest avenue we have available to consolidate the colony. Brody, do you know who I am? Who I really am?
No clue.
I created you. I programmed you and your sister, Alexa.
Brody tilted his head. That a fact?
Ask Alexa. She'll tell you as much.
Stand by.
Brody put a hand up to his helmet as though listening to a comm in his ear.
Oh my stars and garters, it's true.
Roman smiled.
Yes, as I told you.
Father?
Brody asked, his voice full of wonder.
Well, I suppose, from a certain point of view.
Brody swept Roman up into a bone-crunching embrace.
Father!
Dr. Roman, arms pinned, cheeks smushed against Brody's front plating, managed to weakly pat the combat-suited AI on the back.
Yes, now let me go, Brody.
Brody released Roman, only to immediately pull him into a colossal side hug. Roman frowned.
Well, I suppose that's better.
I've missed you, Father.
Yes, I've missed you too, son. And I need your help.
Anything, anything!
Brody sounded like a young boy eager to please his dad. The Rangers looked on in awe. Life just got weirder.
Well, let's start with what supplies and equipment survived the crash. Badgers, weapons, ammunition.
Oh yeah, I know where all that stuff is. I'll show you. Come on!
With Roman still locked in a side hug, Brody walked toward the door, nodding at the Rangers as he passed.
This is my dad. I love him.
Yeah, man, that's great, said Stanga.
It is great!
Brody repeated the introduction as he reached the rear guard of Rangers by the door.
This is my dad, Dr. Calvin.
Dr. Kenneth Roman.
Brody nodded.
Dr. Kenneth Roman, my dad. I'm Brody Roman, his son. Hey, can we play catch later?